Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
After the hour, thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. As you know, every week I take a couple of segments and talk about things on my mind, and today I want to talk about a topic that's not so much fun. I want to talk about putting some lipstick on the bankruptcy pig. This is my ninth edition of my new regular series, which is dedicated to helping small businesses cope with the 1-2 punch of the coronavirus pandemic and associated economic constraints. And normal, people talk about normal, well, it was just sighted in a homeless shelter in the north of France. The subject today is a serious and troublesome one. No amount of lipstick that I try to put on this bankruptcy pig will make it pretty. But as we roll into the post-pandemic era, we should improve our understanding of it. You can be technically bankrupt without being legally bankrupt. At some time in their existence, most businesses will experience an upside-down state of negative net worth where liabilities exceed assets. It's likely that such a condition will pass unnoticed, possibly even by the owner, because the business might not be insolvent. Insolvency is a pre-bankruptcy state of financial distress when near-term payment obligations exceed cash-generating ability. This condition is not only noticed, it is consuming. If you dig yourself out of insolvency and avoid bankruptcy, that becomes, over time, a badge of honor. And yes, your humble reporter knows something about that. Blasingame's second law of small business states, it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. So with limited financial resources and surrounded by risks ranging from annoying to existential, the potential for bankruptcy is always hard by to small business owners as they push their chips to the middle of the table almost every day. To gain a better understanding of bankruptcy, let's look at some law, some numbers, some facts, and believe it or not, even a little lipstick. U.S. business bankruptcies over the past 5 years have averaged 23,000 every year. Since small firms represent over 95% of the business sector, I'll let you do the math on the breakout. In 2020, we're suffering the wages of the coronavirus shutdowns. Now we have multiple shutdowns, right? Causing various industries to report staggering permanent closure numbers. These industries are not just talking about who's shut down. They're talking about who's not coming back. And since bankruptcy can include legal protection for the personal assets of a debtor, no doubt thousands of Main Street business owners will seek bankruptcy over the next 12 months. Consider these two references to frame that projection I just made. First, in 2009, the first full operating year following the 2008 financial collapse, which was our last comparable experience with a national economic crisis, in that year, 2009, business bankruptcies tripled that five-year average I mentioned earlier at 60,000. And number two, in our recent online poll, many of you took it, we asked small business owners what they knew about bankruptcy law reforms. The new reforms that are benefiting small businesses, half of our respondents allowed that they might need to know more. My friends, only a year ago, that number would have been less than 25%. Here's the essence of the three business bankruptcy options. Chapter 13 is the reorganization option for individuals, but individuals include sole proprietors, contractors, and freelancers, because their businesses, by definition, have not been formed as a legal entity separate from the owner. This option, because it combines protection of certain assets with a repayment plan by the court, this is, This is why some of these individuals will take that. Some of those business owners will take that. Chapter 11 allows legally formed entities like corporations, LLCs, and partnerships to reorganize when while they're continuing to operate. And if they reorganize successfully, they can exit bankruptcy. Historically, this has not been a feasible option for most small firms. Chapter 7 is the extreme option for individuals and businesses. Asset liquidation, that's what that Chapter 7 is. All assets are sold and the court doles out the cash to the debtors, to the creditors, after which there's no further obligation or contact between debtor and creditor. If there is such a thing as bankruptcy good news, here it is. This year, there's a new bankruptcy lipstick serendipitously available just as the pandemic hit. It was passed in 19 and signed this year. As a result of the 2020 Small Business Reorganization Act, that reorganization feasibility issue, remember I mentioned that earlier? That feasibility issue for small businesses has been reformed. The new law makes it easier, quicker, less expensive, and less risky. Remember, reorganization means you get to keep your company. So Chapter 11, Subchapter 5 now includes, but is not limited to, these improvements. It reduces the risk of a creditor forcing the company into Chapter 7. The shareholder equity is less in jeopardy. A petitioner, which is the debtor, can cram down a reorganization plan over the objections of creditors. That wasn't possible before. And last, the process is faster. Chapter 11 is now faster, thus cutting expenses and allowing the debtor to focus on successful reorganization and live to fight another day. Consequently, small businesses finally have the same reorganization ability large companies have had, like GM and Chrysler, several banks, and most of the airlines, and dozens of retailers, large retailers. In 2008 and 2009, through no fault of the petitioner, the coronavirus shutdown will result, I should say, as in 2008 and 2009, the coronavirus will result in a spike in business and personal bankruptcies in the coming months. But even though pretty isn't an option, America's bankruptcy laws were created to be more about second chances and less about shame. One of the reasons Europe is less entrepreneurial than the U.S. is because every risk taken there comes with a burden that failure by the parent accrues to the children. In Europe, if a parent goes bankrupt, the children are branded bankrupt. Having that experience, it accrues to them. But part of the foundation of America's greatness is something that forged risk and redemption into the entrepreneurial alloy. Abraham Lincoln, R.H. Macy, Henry Ford, Walt Disney, all of them filed bankruptcy, but you didn't know it, and you didn't know about them until afterwards. My friends, you can recover from bankruptcy in time, but you got to make sure that you understand it's a legal and financial extreme step. Do not take it lightly. If you think you're in financial trouble, you probably are. Don't wait too long to contact an attorney about it, but don't trust me, because I'm not. I'm just trying to help you understand things a little bit better. Remember, the worst thing than taking bankruptcy is being forced into it. Information is power, especially when you're up against it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.